Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's time for the show business nonsense. A lot of that going on, as I mentioned, we will start with the latest. Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, the engagement was hollow. There never was a wedding planned. Except for, you know, a brief chat with mom, according to what we're reading here today.
Well, I mean, they probably felt like there was no rush. Does that really mean that your relationship's on the rocks if you get engaged and you don't start planning your wedding right away? Why do people always say that's a red flag?
Well, they got engaged in June, and according to TMZ this morning, you know, the entire summer passed without a word of locking down a venue, buying a wedding dress, picking a date. I mean, as far as it got on Ariana's side of this whole situation, according to TMZ, was a talk with her mom. A talk, but that was it.
We got to start somewhere.
I know, right?
Oh, it's sad.
I mean, and they say the only real signs of happiness were after the $100,000 engagement ring, which she's already given back, and the pet pig, which she kept, Piggy Smalls.
I don't think that's fair to say, because again, Ariana's just had such a hard year.
Yeah.
Well, she sure has. She's been through so much.
So, yeah. You know, I don't think that's like Pete's fault.
Relationshiping is hard, nonetheless, no matter who you are and what situation you are in life. But I will say, you're right. If you're not at least discussing the wedding,
that's what
you
I'm
know
talking
or at least yeah. I'll say that for me,
mm-hmm.
right, because my thing is I would never want to propose to someone with no plan.
Yeah,
I'm such a planner. So then it's like, well, we're just in limbo. Who wants to be engaged for 3 years? Not me.
Not 3 years, but I'd be
engaged. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to.
Oh,
you would be engaged for 2 years if you knew your wedding was 2 years out.
Sure,
that's the difference, right?
There's
that's
an end date.
Yeah,
don't anybody look at me about that topic.
How long you been engaged now? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know what decade is it.
We can change topics.
How about we go two steps forward and two steps back, and then we fall off the stage, because that's what happened to Paula Abdul.
She said, I'm okay, I'm a klutz.
Way to recover, and then she kept going.
And then we come together because opposites attract.
Got it.
Am I the worst person ever? Because I love watching people fall down. Like Fashion Week, I live for it because they walk down the runway, like watching the models fall.
Right.
Paula Abdul falling off a stage.
I think that's so mean.
Bad. It is bad.
It's so funny.
You're like the person that walks up to the person that fell down. You're laughing, yeah. But you're concerned still.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, are you okay?
My friend bit it in the parking lot Saturday night outside of prison.
Oh, and I just laughed.
She was okay. That's why. She was fine.
Yeah.
She was fine.
We're like wilding out here. This is nuts.
Sorry.
Okay. Let me ask you. So why does Alec Baldwin have a talk show? Why did the network give him a Sunday night talk show?
He's compelling.
Because he's funny.
Okay. Well, I'm not a hater by any means, but I was just like, wow.
He's a generation bridge gapper.
He is, though.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He speaks to the older generation. He's funny and gives no blanks. And that appeals to the younger generation. I think he kind of, you know.
Plays both sides.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shame that Haley's dad isn't him.
He's still her uncle. Like, they're still related.
A dad envy.
Yeah. Because Haley Baldwin is obviously Stephen Baldwin's daughter, okay?
Right.
And Haley is getting married to Bieber. And so, guess what? She's already trademarked Haley Bieber, because there will be a Haley Bieber fashion line.
Saw that coming.
They're already starting. Well, you got to nowadays. I mean, you might, you know, you have the whole makeup line, and you know.
I think Haley Baldwin is stunning, and I'm probably sure that she'd do a good job, actually.
You know, we were talking about, remember Friday we mentioned Jessica Simpson, and you said, well, what's her deal? What does she do anymore? And then I saw this story on Extra over the weekend. Her line is worth $1 billion.
Oh,
a
yeah.
billion with a B.
That
yes.
I know. I own Jessica Simpson's shoes. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, so she's having baby number three and she waddles and all that stuff. Anyway, back to Alec Baldwin. Who is responsible for keeping up with the Kardashians?
We thought, okay, who's going to watch this? We think we're funny. We think we're entertaining. But
who's the friend of your mother that said you
Kathy
guys should,
Lee Gifford.
Kathy Lee Gifford. You guys should have a camera in here and shoot this.
Yeah. And so we did. We got one and it hasn't left. And it's honestly... It's so much fun. I get to work with my family every single day. I get to be home, see my kids more. Couldn't have dreamed of a better job. Had no clue it would last this long. We thought maybe we'd be lucky to get a season two.
Well,
look at him now.
Yeah. Well,
look at him now.
Yeah. I think it's about to wrap, though, because people are not keeping up with the Kardashians.
Would you guys
anymore.
Give up your privacy, which is essentially what the Kardashian family has done, in order to have that level of success and money and fame?
Yes and no. I think it was appropriate for a
money and fame.
Yes and no. I think it was appropriate for a long time.
Sounds to be one, Drexy.
No. I think it's inappropriate now because the children are involved and they don't have any choice.
Okay.
So that's what I find inappropriate. But the thing is, nobody's watching, so it's about to be canceled anyway.
Well, I would say yes. So.
Oh, okay. You would.
There's that.
Well, it's not like they need money anymore. I'm just concerned that the kids are growing up with television cameras their entire life. I don't know.
It started out one way, but think of all of the power to do great things that they have. I mean, if they actually did it, but that's such a platform. That's such a thing.
You're giving
change.
Up a lot. Your privacy. No one.
Absolutely.
You know, they're infiltrating your life, every aspect of your life. They know about it. They're judging you. You know, and I think there's those intimate details that you do want to be left alone.
Sure.
You know, in certain moments.
Well,
I don't know. For the fame and...
I think a couple years and then I'm done.
Right.
The Jessica Simpson approach.
Yeah, and the Osbournes too. I think they skate to different properties too, to different homes.
Just
to get away from that.
Go in the bathroom and shut the door. You can't follow them in there while they're going to the bathroom. No,
contract. It's part of your contract. Open up this door.
No, but you know in those mansions, there are parts that are off limits to the... cameras.
Oh, I'm sure.
For sure, yeah. Anyway, so Kim Kardashian says she learned from her husband, to steer clear of fame during downtimes.
It started with Kanye because he lived a more, you know, his work life is very public, but then, like, when he was off, he was very private. And I was so, everything had to be public for me back then. And so I had to kind of flip it, and now it's like, on my time off, I'm like, where are the locations that I could go eat? Go on vacation where no one will see us, where it's just all I want is privacy. And I never thought I'd ever be to that point.
The bathroom. That's, see? And we're back.
Hey, babe, we're going on a sexy vacation to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Kim discussed.
Pack your bag.
She also discussed the first time she realized Bruce Jenner was becoming Caitlyn.
I found out when I was maybe 25. I had walked in on Caitlyn. My mom was out of town, and I walked in on Caitlyn all dressed up. It was Bruce, but dressed up as a woman in the garage at my mom's house. And I ran in, packed a bag so fast, shaking, and ran out and called Courtney and said, I have to come spend the weekend with you. And I was hysterically crying. And she just was like, what is it? Did you catch Bruce cheating? And I was like, I wish.
Wow, that's deep.
I feel like I have more questions, you know? I don't know.
You can watch the Alec Baldwin show. Did you tape it?
No, I didn't even know he had a show.
I didn't either until last night. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? Why is he doing a show? All right. So would you like to see Captain Kirk and his Captain Kirk front noodle? His front noodle.
Check out that noodle.
Freudian slip.
But I'll tell you right now, though, the Captain Kirk version of Chris Pine doesn't do it for me. But,
really? Oh, what?
I like him in, like, the little rom-coms.
Okay, well, he's going to be doing a Netflix movie called Outlaw King, and he is going full frontal. Here he is on the Graham Norton Show talking about it.
So there's a scene in the film where I bear the full Monty. Yeah, that seemed to...
Well, yeah.
Seemed to gain a lot of attention.
Full Monty the front or the back?
It's both.
It's both. You know, if you don't like one, you can try the other. It's all in here.
It's all there.
It's all
different
in there.
Strokes for different folks.
That's funny.
Now, here's an interesting thing, Drex. Nina has said on multiple occasions that no one wants to see that. No one wants to get a D-pic. And all of a sudden, she's all in on Chris Pine showing his thingy thing.
But it's totally different.
How is it different?
Because I don't need to see a picture of just that isolated in my inbox.
Oh,
I don't
no.
need to see that. But when
I'm
you
with
see
you.
It
oh, but you want the, but you want Chris Pine doing the helicopter.
That would show his personality.
What if you don't even know that his thing does that.
I mean, whose doesn't?
Next story, please.
Drex doesn't have a helicopter.
No. It goes in one position and that's north. Okay.
Oh. But
well, that's why this is the uncensored version.
Yep.
Okay. Asking you,
Drex stends.
Yes, it is my Drex stender.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. See, people, this is why you need to come to B96.com and get the uncensored version of this. Guess I could say the other word, huh? Okay, let's get to Pete Davidson, because we were talking about this earlier. He had already committed to doing a charity show Saturday night with Judd Apatow. And he came out and said, well, as you can tell, I really, really don't want to be here. Does anybody have any open rooms? I'm looking for a roommate, people.
Yeah. Poor guy.
He also told the crowd, quote, I've been covering a bunch of tattoos uproar.
Can we? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. He also told the crowd, quote, I'm covering up a bunch of tattoos. That's fun. I'm effing 0-for-2 in the tattoo department.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I'm afraid to get my mom tattooed on me. That's how bad it is. Because women leave. Yes.
I'm like, I can't even laugh at that. Though.
I know.
So sad.
And then Judd, you know, tried to make him feel better, thanked him for doing the show. And Pete said, well, you put me on the flyer. So I had to show up. So apparently, F my feelings, but thank you, Judd. Anyway, Judd said he cares more about America than Pete's feelings, and Pete replied, quote, well, I feel like I am America. I'm a good guy that just keeps getting kicked in the balls.
Oh, man.
That was pretty quick, though.
Yeah.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
So hugs to Pete.
He's got
to
get out there and do his thing, man.
Yeah, you're right, Jax. You got to do some normal things
right.
in order to get over a breakup like that. So I'm glad that he was forced to do something
right.
like that.
It's like rearranging.
He was on the flyer.
Rearrange your furniture, rearrange your life.
That's definitely a thing.
It's ringing a bell in my head right now, which we will be discussing on B96 in the morning on the radio. On a serious note, did you hear about Selma Blair? She has MS.
No, I didn't.
Who's Selma Blair?
Selma Blair. Well, she's been around for a while. She,
I'm trying to think of what she was like.
She did Showgirls and stuff.
Okay. So.
When she was younger and stuff. But anyway, so she said that she's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She says, you know, I am disabled now. I fall sometimes. I drop things. My memory's foggy. My left side is asking for directions from a broken GPS. Anyway, she's on an upcoming Netflix series called Another Life, and she says everybody's been totally helpful and understanding. And, you know, Jack Osborne is a friend, and he has MS, and he's been helping her out, so... You know, we wish her the very best.
Of course. That's a hard thing to live with.
Yeah, sure is. Halloween raked in $77.5 million to win the box office this weekend. By the way, the reason I'm mentioning this is not only because it's the biggest debut of all Halloween movies, it's also the biggest opening in history for a movie with a female lead of, Jamie Lee Curtis, who's 55 years old. And that seems weird to me to say that because... That just seems strange. Like, why didn't that happen before?
Like to Meryl Streep, who like wins every Oscar.
Right,
and stuff?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just that huge. But, I mean, it's a Halloween movie. It's a slasher movie, for Christ's sake.
But Jamie Lee Curtis has always been like a sex symbol, too, right?
Yeah.
Like her whole career.
Sure.
She's still bringing it to Halloween.
Clearly, was there any naked booby scenes in the new Halloween movie?
Gabe's having flashbacks to the first time
yes,
he saw
I
that.
Am. Yes, I am.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was your first booby scene in the original Halloween.
The first boobies he ever saw was Jamie Lee Curtis's.
Oh well, my God!
It was Trading Places, but yeah, you know, nonetheless, it was a scary experience. No matter how you look at it,
mine was my uncle's downstairs bathroom National Geographic collection.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. Like when I was 10, 11, I'd just like go over to see my uncle. Like, I'm going downstairs. I got to use the bathroom.
3 times a day.
Right. That's really creepy now, isn't it?
Pages are sticky.
So, Drex is really into National Geographic. Do you need a subscription?
not anymore. I've got my phone.
He's got his website now.
Okay, Nina.
Now it's National Pornographic.
Right?
Pornhubographic. we were talking about Tyler, our afternoon guy, right here on B96. He went over to London.
He did. He went to go hang out and watch the football game at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, Titans and the Chargers. Well, check this out. So NFL Network's Melissa Stark, she was on the sidelines, and she got bonked right in the head by a football and just kept on rolling.
A lot more going on in the stadium. Fans are trickling in since the last time we spoke. And yes, you have mentioned it. Oh, okay. Nothing like live television. I'm okay. Running back Melvin Gordon. The big news out of London, he came out, he tested out that hamstring.
Oh, man, look at that. What a professional.
Got to keep going.
That's another one of my favorite things to watch. Reporter bloopers, man.
Reporter bloopers are funny. You know what my favorite one is? Have you guys seen this? Well, we can say this on the extended version. I'll bleep it out anyway. When they were like, Fuck her right in the pussy. Have you seen that?
The guy in the background.
No, it's a series. It's like a thing that like asshole people do when they see live reporters.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They go right up to the microphone and like, fuck her right in the pussy.
Oh, my God.
That shit is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, man. That's my favorite blooper reel.
I think they stopped doing that now. I mean, forever it used to be Bubba Booey. But no, that's completely gone away. That died.
Well, the one Gabe's talking about is a lot worse than Bob.
So funny.
Has anybody got busted on live TV here in Chicago?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure. I think I might have seen like a WGN reporter have it happen to her. Nobody else.
That's a nightmare, though, because in that moment, you're like, am I going to get fired?
Exactly. What are you supposed to do?
Live television.
But it's not your fault.
I know, but you're
some a-hole comes up behind you and screams that. What are you going to do?
I know, but it's the same thing. Like when we're on the radio and some a-hole calls in and drops an F-bomb.
Yeah. Right. Well, we have a magic button we can press.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
True. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the ones too? Sorry to keep talking about this.
It's funny.
Seen the ones too where they're like fighting the patrons, like the people that come up? Like, dude, get out of here, bro. We're doing a shot right here, man. And you're like, okay, some of these reporters are about that life. That's funny. I think I'd be that guy for sure.
That's funny. I've been that person, too. I used to do morning television. Okay. I was a feature reporter, and so I'd be in the field, but they would toss to me before I even realized it. And so you hear them in your earpiece going, Nina, we're coming to you, as I'm like, get away from the camera.
Right.
My shirt popped open once on live TV, too.
Hey,
not
that was on purpose, Jack.
Wow.
Not
look at
even.
You. Yes, she was looking for a promotion.
Excuse me.
I'm kidding.
I don't need that. My talent speaks for itself.
Well, you know, so it's been an emotional thing. Sears owns Kmart. Sears is pretty much done, and that means Kmart's pretty much done. So this is a manager at the Pennsylvania Kmart at one of them. There's a lot of them. Informed customers of the store's final closing, delivering an emotional sign-off because of Sears' filing of Chapter 11 for bankruptcy protection.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Time is now 4:25, and your McMurray Kmart will be closing for the last time in just 5 minutes. I wanted to take this opportunity not to sell you 40-cent plaid skirts or 5-cent panties, but instead to thank you for supporting a lifetime of memories. Sincere thank you to those people that have made this store their second home.
I'm really confused. I appreciate the sentimental value of what he was trying to say, but you're going to go from 5 cents panties into straight up tears?
Bro, we're thinking about the exact opposite things.
On the Kmart speaker.
I'm like, got sucked into that emotionally.
I
felt bad for the guy.
Yes.
And Nina's all like, panties, hoes, and underwear.
And that means peace out for us. Again, catch us live every weekday from 6 till 10 a.m. right here on B96. And the extended version of this mess every single day at B96.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.